Yes. All right. We are back here for the second hour of the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show. I'm hot on the mic today, but I'm pretty sure you can understand why. I think I'm gonna go ahead and get a hold of these people. I do have a way to do that, and I don't know. We need to tour the story around the world because this is so many problems that stem from this one scenario. And this scenario happens more often than you think. Not necessarily a black whip, but the bullying, then the parents going at it. Then you have useless law enforcement that only want to make the scenario downplayed for whoever they think it should be downplayed for. This is social engineering. Okay? It's all about social engineering. There's only one out of the three groups of people in this scenario, only one of them is doing the right thing. And I swear, we're going to have Johan, the owner of the Brady List, on the show. I'm going to try to get him on tomorrow night. If not, he'll be on next week. I try not to do more than one guest per week. But I think if I get him on tomorrow, because it's very important that we talk about this. These corrupt police officers. These inept police officers. I think an inept police officer can be worse than a corrupt police officer. In this scenario, you got people with the mentality of, oh, it's okay, it'll be all right, and not doing their jobs. It's why do you have the gun and badge for? Not paying you to eat donuts all day. If I want to pay somebody to eat some food, I'll go to YouTube and go to a mukbang video. And put some money in the super chat if I want to waste my money watching some fat pig get rich off of my dollars by doing nothing. You know what? I just. All right, you know what? Supposed to be neutral on this show. I'm getting more and more charged up. I'm supposed to just present the information, but I'm getting charged. I'm getting fed up. I'm getting angry. I don't want to be on a podium screaming, like some revolutionist. But damn it, if I have to, I will. America needs to start acting. We need to get it together. I'm so sick of these like movies, for example. There's so many heroes out there in the movies. In the movies, this hero, this superhero, and these heroes are doing things that are impossible. Neo flying through the sky and dodging bullets. Our heroes are not real. The real heroes are the people that want to come out of their ordinary daily lives and speak up and do something about the system. We all have this horrible messiah complex that somebody else is going to do something about something. No, nobody else is going to do a damn thing about anything. You got to do it. Been brainwashed. Not even in the sink. You get swirled in the freaking toilet. How long are you gonna be bent over, taking it up the butt, and swirling? It's almost fetishized now. Oh, I love being a victim. You like it so much, you know. You know, okay. We're gonna get to the phone lines here. I don't want to go on another 20-minute rant. We'll just take the calls as they came in. Let's go ahead with Fred in Iowa. Line one, go ahead.
Can you hear me, V?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You got a question or comment?
Yeah, I'm going to need a little time.
Well, I do have other callers, so I got a limit sheet. Can you keep it under 15, 10 minutes?
I believe this is very important. And you said you have to do something. I have to do something. I can't rely on RBN or other people. But anyhow, my world view is the Word, a biblical view, the Bible. That's my world view. Now, atheists or agnostics, for the most part, believe in the race theory. And that is a survival of the fittest. That's an evolutionary theory.
Okay. Yeah, Darwinism, all that crap, yeah.
Right. Every race and color and tribe have enslaved their own people. All. Black, brown, white, and whatever. They have enslaved their own people.
Okay, but Fred, let me interrupt you. Let me interrupt you real quick. And see, okay. This is that apologetic thing. You know, you have Christian apologists. You got all these apologists. I'm talking about today. I don't care what happened in the past. There are injustices going on today that need to be dealt with. Everybody's gone through some stuff. That doesn't justify what's going on today.
Absolutely correct. I will explain it. Okay, you hear on especially alternative media and all over, Jews were the first and the Arabs that went to Africa and got slaves. Okay, blacks in different tribes enslaved other tribes and sold them to the Jews or the Arabs, or maybe that is true. I think to some extent it is. But when
Let me stop you again.
Sure.
You're talking about one kingdom that had obviously. I'm not talking about warfare. This is what you're talking about is war that's happened between nations, and you've taken slaves from those nations. And you've sent them off somewhere. That's happened in every country across the world. Okay?
Yeah.
That wasn't a 500-year slave trade, an entire industry. These are two separate ordeals. I'm tired of people doing this, again, apologetic thing. Totally, totally not justifiable for anything. One does not justify the other or is correlated. But please, continue.
Yeah, okay. All right, so they brought those slaves to America. Who bought the slaves? The white Gentiles. So, and I am most assured it was not only Jews that went to Africa and captured by force, and also bought them from other blacks. You know, I'm not blaming it all on the Jews. But here's the thing. In the book, when a man sins, it affects the first, the second, and even the fourth generation. Now, in the case of this white boy, his father, his grandfather, his father, and his grandpa and his great-grandpa had sinned and imparted it to the child, as it is today. And I've told you that I was raised a little bit prejudiced toward blacks until I learned and wised up, and that's when I become a Christian. Mm-hmm. Now, there are on the police force the same people that subscribe to the race theory, whether they know it or not, or they're prejudiced. And it's from the parents and the grandparents. It's passed on down.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And so, therefore, we've got the powers that be, and I won't go into that right now, but especially our United States government, are dividing people and having them fight each other. Now, I could listen to RBN till the cows come home. If I don't take up action on my own part, and I'm not talking about AR-15, I want to be carrying a sword, a double-edged sword that cuts to the marrow. It is
the sword of God.
Right.
It's the armor. That shield.
Hey, so even if it costs my life, I am willing to give it. Now, not only for blacks or browns or yellows or whites, the word of God. And I can't say, well, if people would get together, or we had a leader, or they should do this, and they listen to RBN. There is people and a person on RBN that believes in the race theory. And most atheists believe in evolution. So be it. I have to be responsible for my own actions, as all of us, irregardless of your color or race. So do you understand what I'm saying now?
Well, yeah, I mean, that's the idea.
And
if a person is not responsible for their actions, then they are no greater than a beast.
Correct.
Not as a person not yet human.
Correct.
And here we have a situation where you have these people who are not yet human having offspring. That's what gets me. Why are you having offspring?
I'll give you an answer to that. We are all born in sin. When Eve and then Adam that valued Eve more than God ate from the tree of good and evil, we sin. So we are all on the earth, and it's been on the earth, are sinners.
But from that line of thought, that means we are forever condemned to a state of ignorance as well, not able to rid ourselves of this bestial nature and the cycle of violence.
No. We have choice to have love. God had to give us free choice, freedom of choice. And the choices you make can end your life or give you eternity. And we can only do it with the help of Jesus Christ and God. We can't do it of ourselves. And that's why there's grace. But if you do not take of this grace and put it into action, and you've got to have the help of Christ, the Creator, and God. They are one.
Well, Fred, Hold on. I, you know what? I hope this man, while he's in jail, I hope he finds Christ. I hope he, and he, when he gets out, he takes his children to church and help them find Christ so that they can act like some freaking human beings. I have to move on to the next callers. We got a lot of calls. I want to thank you, Fred, for calling in.
I'll talk to you later. Thank you. Bye-bye. Have a good day. Bye.
Thank you. You too. All right, let's get to line three, California. I do believe that's you, Gregory.
By golly, I didn't even get Mike my name. And you must have some kind of caller ID stuff. Anyways, I would love to
preface I must warn you. My board ops here, they're tired of all the editing, so keep the language clean, well, or he will jump.
That's what I wanted to preface this with, is I apologize for any foul and vulgar language that I previously have expounded, apparently. I don't really recall that. I love Fred from Iowa. I've been listening to him on so many different shows for so long. It's he's a real man of wisdom, and I'd love to give him a lot of accolades, just like I love to give you, Mike, and everybody else on this program that aren't the ones listening in to do nefarious things with it. But yeah, I've been there, done that, got t-shirt, hat, and underwear as far as the prejudice and the ignorance and the stupidity that's going on between different colored folks. I was raised up here in Northern California, a small town back in the 60s where it was nothing but the posse, which was similar to what the Ku Klux Klan was. When going to school, I didn't see my first indigenous person there until I was in the fourth grade, and he was an Apache. He wasn't a Nisam, but I had a jolly good time with Rodney. He was fun man, young man. And my first black man in the town of where I grew up, man, I must have been, at least 15 or 16. But, yeah, that's how prejudiced and moronically ignorant this thing was. Yeah, I was raised that way. Posse, using the foul language of races. And then my old man married this woman who had a sister. And we went to visit the sister, and I knocked on the door. I was the first one knocking on the door. And I was met by this humongous Negro man. And I thought I was at the wrong address. I'm only like 15 years old, and I turn around and walk away. But no, that was the place. And I was introduced to these two big guys, and they were mulattoes. His mother was white and father black, and they were both big folks. And listening to those young men, they were about the same size or the same age as me, but twice the size. I'm still a short little poopy. But anyways, after listening to their story, these guys are stuck in the middle, and they're getting it from both ends, black and white. And to me, that turned my guts. It just made me want to just, how could people treat people like this? Well, it's simple. People that treat people like that aren't people. They're humans or monsters defined under the 1898 Ballantine's Legal Law Dictionary. And, yeah, that's just one instance of the prejudice and the stupidity of man. I don't get this slavery type crap anymore. When you really look at it, we're all slaves. under the Federal Reserve Act, the monetary system has converted us all into subjective servitude.
You're not lying. Yes, you're not lying.
I try not to lie, my dear friend. In fact, if you catch me in a lie, please let me know, and I will totally admit it and say I'm wrong. That's one thing that I am willing to do. My ego is suppressed to the point where I can admit that I was wrong, provided you give me the correct answer to my wrongness. Oh, man.
I'm the same way.
Yes. That's why I'm calling. Well, the other reason why I'm calling is because my internet service is down. I couldn't just listen. And I figured, well, what the holy halibut? I'll just give V a call and listen online and get persecuted for my telephone service for talking so much, which I've got, you know, unlimited, but they still ban me from listening to you all on the phone. Queerest damn thing you ever did.
Well, we have to talk offline about that one and see what service it is so I can ream them. Oh, wow. But I love you for that, though. Thank you for definitely staying connected.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I really do. I don't really enjoy what you have to say. It kind of turns the belly the wrong way. But you got to face it. And if you don't face the truth, if you don't face reality, man, you're afraid of it. And people in fear do not live. They're in fear. They're in hate. And that's the worst word I could ever say. I apologize for saying that word. That to me is the foulest of the foulest. Because when you do that H word, you don't have any love. And for the amount of the H word you have in your heart, you don't have any love in your heart because it takes away. This is the way I see it. I don't know. Do you see it a different way, I suppose?
You know, it's a vibration that is not conducive to a civilized society, for sure.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're not in the middle of a jungle with plants and animals that want to kill you, you know, there's no point in having the fear. And, you know, what's the point of the hate? I mean, we all, like you said, we're all under that slave debt currency, that fiat, that worthless paper. But yet we're still making it, building a society together. I don't care. I mean, what's the point in the hatred with the racism? You go down to McDonald's, you go down the road, you got somebody serving you some hamburgers, whether they're white, Hispanic, or black. Your society, your world has been built around you. Enjoy it and enjoy the people in it, because we all make this world together.
Well, yeah, but there's a bunch of nefarious critters out there that want to disrupt everything we do, and that's how they screw us. They play us against each other all the bloody time, and it's just right in my face right now. I don't know if you see it, but there are these elements, and I'm not picking on any race, creed, or color. I'm picking on the individual themselves. That's why I call the currency that we're currently coerced into using Rothschild slave tokens. But then I refine that to, you can call them Satan slave tokens too, or Warburg, Warbucks, because he was the guy that came up with the Federal Reserve Act back in, what was it, 1912 or 11, and they passed it in 1913. Yeah, I mean, you could use a lot of different things to actually historically tell the truth. And prick the ears, plant the seed of knowledge in the people that you're around by just using that verbiage. And I've been right on my soapbox. I mean, I remember talking to John and Sat Miller, and Roddy, or Ronald McDonald, way back in the early teens, trying to expound this, and I've always been shunned. I don't know, just or just regulated to. Yeah, that doesn't matter. You know, we won't use that. It's still Federal Reserve notes. Well, they're not even a note. And I tried to explain what a true note is because I happen to read. Have you ever read James Ewart's work on money? The title of the book is Money. And he went back into the etymology of the word and what money is and what it isn't and so forth and so on. And we throw these words around like fiat, this, that. Most people don't know what fiat even means. And like right. When you were talking about cops the other precious moments back in the show, and how ignorant they are, or in fact stupid. I was at a stop, and this cop come up to me and say, "Do you understand the charges that I'm laying on you?"
I said, "Hey, man,
I don't understand. I don't understand your." I comprehend what you're saying, but I don't stand underneath what you're saying. So, no, I don't understand.
Even tell him and I comprehend.
Yeah, but he didn't know the definition of comprehend. I had to tell him what the... It was a hoot. Anyways, he took the license plates off my automobile and let me on my way with a ticket, which I didn't even get to pay because the clerk acted like the judge and said, "Be on your way." It was the most weirdest experience that I've had.
Yeah, that sounds bizarre.
Dealing with those morons, because that's all they all are, just a bunch of automated morons. Everybody in government is mind-controlled moron. As far as I'm concerned, that's my opinion. I'll stand by it, and I can prove it 100%. Just pigeonholed pieces of, well, I'm not going to go... My
POS,
blood pressure starts
POSs.
To get high. What?
POSs. Yeah, I'm right there with you. I wish, you know, I want to curse so bad too sometimes, but I don't.
Thank you, Mike, for putting me on. I remember back when John was still alive that I called in. We were using the F-bomb all the time. It was refreshing, but in a sense. But hey, I used to log out here for Robinson Timber, and everything that came out of your mouth, one sentence had at least three or four, depending on how long the sentence was. It began with a explorative and ended with one, and there may have been you know, depending on
like a sailor, huh?
And then I had to trim trees out in Oklahoma out of power lines and dealing with the public. And that's when I had to clean up my vocabulary. And
well, Gregory, I hate to cut you off here, but we have
man,
to
I know you
break.
Got other callers. I love all the callers. I love everybody. And be in love. That's what I'm starting to be. And it's springtime, and be well, my friend. Tally-ho.
Thank you very much. Definitely call again. Yeah, we're going to take a quick commercial break, and we'll get some more calls, so stay tuned.
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news. Real talk. Real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Fry up some of that bacon fat. Yeah. Know what I mean? Put the grill to them. Anyways. Yes. It's still the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show here. And we're going to finish off the show here. We're going to go back to the phone lines here. And, I had so much more content for the show. But you guys showing so much support with all your calls and everything. I hardly ever get to all my content these days, which is fine. You know, it's less work for me. I can stretch it out throughout the week. You know, you guys really make the show. It's so much information, but we need that audience participation now. That's what I'm loving. If I could just grab this microphone and talk to you guys every day, all day, I would. I really would. I could do this all day. We can just watch the news clips that's just been fed out. We could do that. I'm thinking about just... I've got 13 other radio stations that, you know, underneath my media brand, you know, I'm collecting radio stations. Like, hell, I'm thinking about doing a terrestrial radio where you guys can just call in and talk to me every day. And I can just rant about everything that I'm saying on television, live feed, all day long. How would you guys feel about that? Oh, imagine that. All right, we're going to go back to the phone lines. Let's go Colorado, line five.
This is the greatest ever. You said it all. U.S. Pentagon first team, Bubba Scout, Rev, known all over the world now because we're going out through OSD, Office Secretary of Defense. Shout out to those people out there putting our names together for one purpose, war, and cleansing America of this scourge of the 9-1-1, which they told you was the name of the war the first day it started, 9-1-1-0-1. We're going to get rid of it. And that's why we're witnesses for the people with the hydrogen bombs. But we don't have to use it on our continent now. We got the stuff up in space that'll take care of all this. That's why General Raymond Space Force knows about us. VultureSquadron.com, run by Cape Canaveral, Florida.
Oh, my goodness, Red. Do you want to get on the subject matter here? I hate it when you call me just to plug yourself.
About death
get
a, from
get, let's
above.
Get on the subject matter. Come on.
It's good.
Let's go.
Good because what happened today with the pygmies, the guineas, that's what we call them, government truth, no intelligence, they're showing you another side of them. But it's the same. It's the same thing. Things got changed. They're shutting down America just in time for the United Nations to make its final move to shut you all down. And you know that's coming, lockdowns. Or they get knocked down. See, they got to show two sides to them because they're two-faced lying. They're the worst bastards all. And they know how to lie. There's a difference of liars and know how to lie. That's why we write what we mean. Barbaric. That's who we are. We're not violent. We're barbaric. And we're signed to the top levels of the government at the Pentagon because we're barbaric, not other reasons. So we can't tell a lie. I mean, we don't even know how, but these morons on enemy broadcast, look at how they're twisting around. One man comes out of his mouth, the regime head. You know, we got to put them in their place, the guineas, but he says we got to have reform of them. And the other side is saying, no, we got to have more of them, locking up the school buildings, locking up the grocery stores. You getting where they're going with this? The grocery stores, where they're going to have the lockdowns. This is all coming to you. They're really split the way they put this out. And it's all based on the one thing that's the biggest industry, dope dealing. And that's why every governor is selling it. Where did they get the idea that's okay? It's not. It's federal crime to possess this marijuana, and we're going to put them out of business. We don't care what people own or take in or whatever it is.
Greg, what makes you think it's okay to call the show and just not be on topic? What are you calling
this about? This is a topic. You started out by talking about the guinea.
You're talking about the overall corruption of the guinea.
Right. And they got to go. We can't keep this around. It don't matter what the currency is. It doesn't matter what the supply problem is. It doesn't matter what the rest of the world thinks. We don't give a damn. This is our continent. It's going to be done our way, not the World Health Organization and the UN, whose their tools are the what they call the proxies, the guineas, the municipalities. That's why we got problems. They lie, and they know how to do it. And they get, this is how they did it to me and my gang here, Bubba Scout Rev. They go behind your back and tell your neighbors, watch out for that white boy with the long blonde hair. He's no good. He's a bank robber. He's a...
F you, white boy!
A murderer. This is what they did to us. They sabotage behind your back, and they know how to lie. That's why the FBI showed up, and they told us, Did you send a package to the governor? They lied to the FBI, the local 911. They told them we had something to do with sending a package. We know somebody. We don't know anybody around our North Side residents.
I would love to send them a package. I'll send them a bag of
a
bag of fallacies. You know those candies.
I guess what you're saying, but what they are saying is that we knew someone, we sent something to the governor of Colorado. No, we only send them JDAMs and GBUs. That's what we write. We're not going to be like subtle about it. But this, I said to him, we don't know anybody. What was in the package? And the FBI told us, well, they don't know. He blew it up. So I said, well, it could have been a shirt for his birthday. But we want him hanged by the neck till dead. We told that the FBI. They didn't give us, they didn't blink their eyes because they know what we know. We're top of the government, OSD and JAG, the letters at the Pentagon, and we're going to pour it on them. And that's what I call Dow Chemical. We don't lie to them either. The FBI told us the Pentagon said that was a lie. So they know how to lie. I'll give them that. We don't. We tell that Dow Chemical. I said, you know, they're going to cut the gasoline supply. They don't want to pump out. And they said, that's no problem. They'll get all the gasoline and white phosphorus to make napalm forever. And that's what these weapons manufacturers tell us. And that's what they're all about, getting rid of them.
Rem, let me ask you a question. You're what, 65, 75, something like that?
I'm way older. I'm in my late 70s.
So back in the day when you seen like some real racism, did you ever see any white people, any white kids whipping or throwing cotton balls at any black people? I'm sure that there's a couple lynchings that happened, but, you know, whipping.
We didn't have any colored people around us. They weren't what they call people of color. That was only in, like, newsreels or something. We didn't see them people because they were kept away. We couldn't see them. They were out of sight.
Okay, so because the Jim Crow, the segregation. Right.
Yeah, and we had that, but more important, we had enough of the European descendants to pick on, you know, the Wops and the Polacks and the Frogs and the Micks. So we had the assortment. You're picking it. The Krauts. I always like that name, the Krauts, because I like Kraut. But then they started calling me Huns, and I didn't like that. But they specified this. They don't mean like one spouse calls another Hun. They're talking about barbaric Huns. That's why we got to like that, H-U-N. Oh, okay, you call us that. So they call us the Huns, and we call them a bunch of other names, Micks and Squareheads. They had a whole assortment of names. But the other ones, dark people, the people of color. As a matter of fact, if you called someone black in those days, you'd get a fight. That was not the word you could use back then. And they use it today and like it's nothing, and say even worse things on their rap music and stuff. But that was not allowed. That was, people would get on your and say, you can't say that about them. And they would use the actual, I guess, entomological.
Oh, what did they say? Colored?
No, they called them Negroes. Or
Negro, right, right.
Yeah, or they'd call them Orientals and stuff like that. They didn't have any, like, subtitles with those names back then. You had to be polite. And if you said something that was referring to their tone or something, or their, like, whatever they looked like to you, that was no good.
And by the way, Reb, let me pause you right there. And Mike, I want you to get in on this. I'm asking everybody here. I've been out of the country for so long. You know, I was showing my little woman. She because there's like tons of noodle companies over here, and I showed her on a website what ramen noodles were. And I was going through the flavors and telling her what my favorite flavors were. I told her, you know, top three flavors, Oriental. And now there's no Oriental. It's Asian or something. Is that right, Mike? Does anybody know anything about that?
I'm not real sure, man. I just have, like, the chicken flavor. I don't know. I usually just... I used to snag those for my dad's. When I go to the store and if I grab some, I don't know. I just look for, like, spicy shrimp or beef. I thought I saw one that had something that might have been Oriental flavor. I got a weird one in the cabinet right now. If you hang on, I go see what that says. I think it says Asian.
Because, the Asian, the Oriental, it's a blue packet. I remember. It was blue. And I'm finding out now that Oriental is not a word you use. It's like, so who decides all this stuff? Do we have like a UN meeting, race relations, what's okay this year, what to call us, and things like that? Because I, me being a black man, I still don't know. I don't feel slighted if someone calls me black. I don't feel slighted if somebody calls me Negro. I don't feel slighted when somebody calls me a person of color. To me, I have no real connection with those words, emotionally or even intellectually. But if that's something that you can refer me as to for statistics or identification, fine. But Oriental flavored noodles, I have my top favorite ones are the beef chili, or it's just chili, green package, pork, which is the brown pack, and then the blue, which was the Oriental. It's no longer Oriental, I think. I'm sorry, I totally went left field on that. On you guys, but
it sounds like you're eating rations or something, yeah. In one of those MRE packs.
No, I'm talking about ramen in the United States, the grocery stores.
Yeah,
Fred and I chimed in. It's only chicken or beef. He said that's all they got in the ramen around here. Oh, and I don't know if I've said this before. I know I've said it on the air before, but my dad, every time they ask him what his race is, and they're like, you know, are you black, you Hispanic, you non-Hispanic, something white, and he's always like, I ain't white, I'm Czech.
Well, check yourself. Check yourself.
But that's Caucasian. You gotta say Caucasian. See?
Oh, remember no, no. Words? Okay, guys. It's called soy sauce flavor now. It's no longer Oriental. Soy sauce flavor. Okay, guys. You cannot use the word Oriental anymore.
We never insult people because of their, like, ethnic background. We just rank them out because they live in a certain place, and they're no good for that reason. They congregate in tribes. That was what it was. And so we have the little wars like that. And we didn't need outsiders to have fights with. Now it's homogenized and everybody's fighting with everybody. But we don't do that. We're picking targets that are the oppressors, the stinking UN that's locking us down. That's why we say knock them down. Don't lock them down. We don't want this in this country. They don't have a border anymore because the UN said so. They're going to have lockdowns because the World Health said so. Now, that's the problem. And who's their proxies? The morons right in your face with the flashing lights and the guns. And when they go, so is all the other crap. All the stuff you don't want comes from them. Think of everything that's going on that you don't like. It comes from them. And they know how to lie to you, and they know how to set you off. That's the real deal. But if they're not here, who's going to protect you? Well, we'll find out. That's what we're going to see. We say, yeah, we're going to see that they're not here. They're going to be surrounded. They got to go. The whole 911 system. And see how not so subtle they are. They told you who and how to lie about it. 91101. That's your enemy. That's not so subtle because they know how to lie. And say, well, we're going to fight this war until we get rid of the terrorists. But they told you who it was, and they were really slick about it. Just like,
Listen, I actually put up on my profile the audiobook link to the Protocols of the Elder Zion. Someone had asked me, what can we do to prevent this? I said, join or make your own civilian militia, stop paying taxes, reject the police state and the unconstitutional courts, create our own currency. And the person that asked the question said, agreed, but not too many people are willing to sacrifice the greater I think the word that they use is theory. Not ready to sacrifice their lives. They're too afraid. So I just responded, you know, it's who knew evil would be able to sell us our own doom because it's easier than fighting for our lives. And that's what it boils down to. I mean, nobody wants to give up their Big Macs and Facebook. You know, they think they're going to lose these things if they have a revolution. No, if you got a revolution, guess what? You got a bigger piece of the pie now. You'd have, imagine having your Big Macs and your Facebook and 40 acres of land when you were just in a shoebox apartment before. You know, 1%, the rich elite own half of the world. Half of the world. That's a lot of land that can be shared with the other 7 billion people. It's a lot of land, a lot of resources.
We just look at North America. That's good enough to start. And they can't come in here. But we got to use our firepower that they got at our convening authority, which is JAG and the Joint Chiefs. That's our, and we're going to keep pushing this, and we know how to maneuver it, and that's why we got to the top. Now we're going to turn it around, move it towards the proxies. That's what the whole plan is for us. There are other people who, they can claim the convening authority to the Second Amendment. That's legal. They could do it. But they ain't doing nothing. They're talking about it, but they ain't done nothing. We're just going to have to keep pushing and pushing till we get the troops here. And then we got a secret weapon, Bubba. And I'll tell you, she gets to the warfighter console. Hey, General, check this out. Bubba's just hitting all the buttons. And then all of a sudden you hear the...
Well, you know what? That remains to be seen, okay? I don't want to hear nothing about Bubba until she comes on the show. Have you made any progress in that area?
That's what's going to happen. You keep talking us up, you will get the Bubba. She'll get into the act, and then they'll go, who just took us to DEFCON 1? And Bubba's under control. So everything's cool, General. We got this. The regime ain't going to stop us. We're the U.S. government versus state of Colorado to start. And we're not going to quit till it's our continent again, because we're going to keep rolling. We got the stuff up in space, and we can't use it on other nations. And the reason is they don't have it. I'm telling you how it works. We fire off
the reason why is because of the Geneva Convention. Yeah.
And... Well, it's not even about convention. It's about firepower that rules. Firepower rules. We're going to use it here, and they're going to drop dead of heart attacks, everyone else. So how come we don't have that? Because you're not smart enough, and you didn't know what to look for. Oh, yeah, they got the hypersonics, and they got the H-bombs. There's no way about it. More countries than you know got them. But they're not going to – they're afraid to pull the trigger. With this stuff, we hit them here where it really hurts. Because they expect everything in America is what it is, a doped-up sewer and going down fast. But we're going to turn that around. That's what force is. Now, if somebody else, they can put together their force like that. Michigan will listen. We listen to them. They know everything and then some. So what are they waiting for? They even say they're going to take away from these Justice Department types. If they show up, they're just going to take what they got and keep rolling. So they're never going to run out. We didn't discourage them. If you got convenient authority and you could shoot it out with them and slug it out on the ground, we'll get out of the way. But what we got is control rooms with stuff that nobody's got up in space. That's why we're connected to NASA. Everything we got started at NASA.
You need to start NASA. Pinpoint targeting some of these corrupt, dirty cops.
You got it. That's what we're going to do. That's what we're going to do. And they know it, too. We had examples. That's why they talk behind our backs. They lie to the FBI, but they know how to lie. See, we just tell it like it is. We spell it out. Mike saw it. He saw a whole site go down, the secrets of none. We had everything right there, and he knew how to find all the links. We said it like it was because no one's going to censor it. But then they took the whole site down. Mike will tell you about that. But he found everything we ever put up there. He's great. He could link it up
to what we put on our Facebook and Twitter, and he put it all together with our little quotes and made it sound even more impressive and showed that emblem that the Pentagon likes. But nobody else got that Vulture Squadron emblem. Like I told Fort Bragg and the Secretary of the Army that phoned me, I said, look, you put that emblem, it scares the hell out of everybody because nobody's ever done what we've done, got around the Justice Department.
All right, all right, all right. Rip, we've come to the end of the show.
That was a great show.
Call in some other time, my friend, and we'll talk. I want Bubba on the phone. All right?
Okay, thanks.
Talk to you soon.
Look at Arc Midnight, John B. Wells.
All right. Yeah, so... John B. Wells, you know what? I think I'm going to get to him at some point. I've been too busy, but I definitely have my share of stories and enough of a fight to bring it to John B. Wells' show. But hey, tomorrow, look forward to, you know what? Either I'm going to have Johan on from the Brady List, where we can talk about these corrupt cops, or I'm just going to do a TLB talk run, because there's so much great information there. It's so wonderful seeing information, the information in the feeds that you would never see on Facebook. I got to talk about some of this stuff. So, that said, this has been another episode of the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show. I am your host, V. And remember, in the land of surveillance, the man with third eye is king. So educate yourself.
Let me ask you something. When my wife's father has introduced me to stogies, what is she going to say?
Tune in next time to Red Pill Hardcore. Keep it real. Take the red pill.
Say hello to my little friend!
Conan, what is best in life? Crush your enemies, see them driven before you, and hear the lamentation of your women. That is good. That is good.
Tune in next time to Red Pill Hardcore. Keep it real. Take the red pill.
True winner.
Gonna get the green light from Mom.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
RBN, John Stadtmiller's Republic Broadcasting Network. republicbroadcasting.org.